Barca have officially signed João Victor Alves Senna, also known as Neguinho. The agreement with Illes Balears Palma Futsal was finalized months ago. During negotiations, the Balearic general manager, José Tirado, consented to a significant reduction in Neguinho's termination clause, €125,000, on the condition that he remained on loan for the final season of his contract. Barca's team manager, Jordi Torres, agreed and included an option to bring Neguinho in earlier during the winter transfer window if needed due to injuries. Neguinho did not fit into Tino Perez's new Barca setup this summer, especially following the renewal of captain Sergio Lozano, who will now take on a more defensive role. Despite budget constraints, Jordi Torres was keen on securing Neguinho, considering it a strategic signing, as the Brazilian international could have joined any club for free in January. Barca wanted to secure him this summer, leading to the deferred signing with a loan arrangement. However, the club retains the option to recall him in January if injuries necessitate it. Neguinho is Barca's first signing for the 2025-26 season, during which the futsal team will undergo significant squad changes. At 24, he is seen as one of the best defenders globally and has signed until June 2028. Jordi Torres has thus secured the services of top defensive talents from Brazil and Spain, with Antonio Perez, 23, and Eric Mendonça, 29, expected to shine after a season of adaptation. Youth player Adrian Tapias, currently on loan to CD Tudelano, could also be added to the mix. In January 2022, Palma Futsal signed Neguinho from Corinthians, where he had been recognized as one of the best young players in the world. He had debuted with the senior national team at the Copa America and was named the best player in the U21 World Cup final, having also won the São Paulo League and been named the top U21 defender. In 2023, after a brief loan to Noia and an unsuccessful move to Ribeira Navarra, Neguinho returned to Brazil, winning the National League with Atlantico and being named the championship's best finisher. In January 2024, José Tirado secured his return to Palma Futsal, rejecting several European offers after Neguinho rejoined the Brazilian national team and became a Copa America champion. Neguinho played a crucial role in Palma Futsal's UEFA Futsal Champions League victory, scoring twice in the final against Barca. With the departure of Romulus and Chiquinha, coach Antonio Vadillo plans for Neguinho to become the team's key point guard, aiming for national titles, maintaining European dominance, and defending their Intercontinental Cup title against Magnus Futsal.